Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
Sorry, I did not. If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone.
Keystone.
If you are an AmeriHealth. If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid.
CHC.
If you are a Medicare. That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Speak with the service coordinator.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
Today, all calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Matt Lisa. May I have your name?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Care in regards to a member.
Yes, no problem. And may I have the first set of your last name and a good callback?
Yes, that would be A as in Adam, and a good callback number is 267-551-7429.
Thank you. And may I have the NPI number?
Yes, 82-284-3555.
Is that your text ID?
Yes, that's a text ID.
Do you have the NPI or a provider ID?
I have a provider number I can give you.
Okay, yes, I can take that.
Okay, so that would be
307-82894. Perfect. Okay, give me the name. Thank you. All right, give me text ID so that matches up. Perfect. Thank you so much. And may I have the member's ID number?
Mm-hmm. That number is 560-172-8842.
Thank you. And may I have the first and last name and date of birth?
Mm-hmm. First name is Kenneth, last name is Wilson, and date of birth is 5/25/1962.
Thank you. And how many assistance today for the participant as well?
So I was looking to speak with a service coordinator regarding an authorization for the member.
Yes, I can definitely get you that information. Just give me a few minutes while I pull that up for you as well. Okay, so service coordinator, first name I have is Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number direct, 215-316-3749.
Okay, thank you.
And... oh, she does also have an email address.
Okay,
as well.
I'll take that.
Yes, that's drussell, at Keystone First, and that's FirstChc.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Can you transfer me over?
Yes. Give me 1 second while I get you transferred.
Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby.
Hello. Keith Melding, I'll speak in.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. I know you spoke with someone from our agency yesterday. It's regarding Kenneth Wilson.
Correct.
Yes, I just wanted to follow up to see, is it you or is it someone else you can speak to regarding an authorization?
We're in the process of getting him transferred over.
Okay. I know that he's currently receiving services with another agency for 12 hours a day, and so he called us requesting another 12 hours for night shift. So I just wanted to make sure that he was covered before we find someone.
Okay. Well, he would have to have another so if he's requesting an additional 12 hours, he would have to have another comprehensive needs assessment. He's not just going to get 12 hours because he said he wants an additional 12 hours overnight.
Right, I understand. Is he currently approved for 84 hours?
I don't know, and I'm not in the system right now, so I wouldn't be able to verify that for you right now.
Okay, so are you able to get back to me on that? I just want to know if there's any more hours that he's available for that he's not using.
Okay, and what's your number?
My number is this number that I'm calling on right now. I could text it to you if you want. You can write it. 267-551-7429.
Okay, because I have a different number that popped up, which is 215-937.
I actually don't know who that belongs to. Here, I'm going to send you a message with my number, and that way you can get back to me quickly. Okay, yeah, so you'll get my text in about a minute, and if you could just let me know how many hours he's approved for, I'd appreciate it.
And you said he's currently getting 12 hours now?
Yes, he's currently getting 12 hours daily, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and he's looking for night shifts.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye.